Chapter 6. Detective Brad Merlin left the precinct house at about the same time Vivi left the hospital. Like her, he walked to his car, though his was parked on the street and was a Ford 250 twin cab pickup, black, of course, with the steel hitch bar at the back for when he trailered his little boat to the lake. He liked to camp, to fish, to sit round a makeshift fire and chat with the guys over, if they were lucky, a grilled fish they had caught. If not, then steaks, whatever. But a man needed time off for those pursuits, and also, like Vivi Dexter, Brad did not get much of that. His dog was sitting in the front seat, nose pressed against the window. A poodle. Not miniature, but certainly small, and a kind of rusty pink color at that. It was his ex-wife's dog, named by her Bitsy. When his wife had packed her bags and left a couple of years ago, despairing Bitsy had stood at the window watching, then hurled herself 30 feet after her. Devastated, Brad had felt like following the dog. Instead, he went down to the street and rescued it. His wife told him she did not want Bitsy or him, and defeated by the hurt look in the dog's eyes, Brad kept it. Of course he had to change the name. He couldn't go round the park calling for a poodle named Bitsy. He'd remembered a story about the writer Dorothy Parker's dog, a spaniel who, impatient to join the guests on the terrace below, had made a similar 30-foot leap. Parker had named her dog the Flyin' Fool. So Bitsy had become Brad's own Flyin' Fool. He discovered that poodles were intelligent, trainable, likable, and they did not shed. It would have been better if the dog were not that rusty pink, but Brad kept her unclipped and shaggy, and put up with the smirks as he walked her. The big burly.